Okay, I don't have an account, so you're gonna have to. Somebody's gonna have to post the.
Okay, we're back. It said the stream key wasn't working. Question mark.
This is getting weird.
This is getting weird.
It sucks that you have to like worry about constantly being deleted.
Autism too strong for Twitch? Maybe.
Hustle bones.
Hustle bones going out my mouth, boy. Pee.
We're just teenagers talking about how we're awkward wallflowers. Normal stuff. Yeah. Nobody has to watch the first 2 hours of the conversation.
Yeah, I'm freaking. Yeah, we're just talking about that. It's not like cool or fun at all. It's really horrible. Be like socially anxious really and stuff.
It's funny.
It's not funny. It keeps me up at night.
Yeah, that's why it's funny. No. It's not fun. It's not funny during it, but when I look back on it, I realize how much of a crazy crackhead I am.
Well, I look back on it, I just cringe and feel horrible and hate myself.
I just cringe.
It's not really funny. It's like, oh, I'm freaking retarded and I destroyed messages? All my social opportunities. Do I what?
Oh yeah, in that sense, yes, because you do. Cause that is a thing you do.
I can't. I hate doing Stone interviews. I can't reach out to anybody I like. And this might
really.
Rob.
I see you as someone who's super.
Yeah, because Victor's writing my messages and telling me to go talk to you.
Yeah, that was what. Yeah, that was the whole motivation. I said we had to talk to this person.
Hey, thank you.
Find the contact. I sent you the email and then the Instagram or Twitter message. I forgot which one.
You offered to edit my videos, and I was like, I just got kicked out. Good timing.
Why'd you get kicked out? Is that something you can divulge?
Yeah, I can. My family
kicked out of what?
Well, I've said it before. Like my house. My family
is
kinda nuts.
What's up, pal? Welcome to the club.
Wait, you were kicked out as well?
Yep.
Are you serious? That's why. Okay, so because I was like, you're so young and you're living on your own. That's sad.
Would have taken longer.
Yeah. I'm not so it's family.
Outkicking part, thanks to coronavirus, you know, the good side of the coin, good side of the shekel.
I find reading really difficult. It needs to be easier.
You found what? Reading?
I find reading really difficult.
Reading is easy.
Any sort of reading, but especially fiction, because I have a really hard time imagining anything.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I have a hyper imagination is my problem. I think I get like stuck in my own like fantasies way too much. Like I find myself like constantly disconnecting from reality and like kind of in my own head, like imagining like scenarios or things or like, you know what I mean?
There's certain kind of like,
it's a problem.
Pure O disorder, like some type of mental imagination, OCD. Okay, this is a little test that I conceived. Try imagine like a clock and it's, you know, the sticks, the arms. I don't know what it's called in English.
The sticks.
They're spinning, arms. All right? Clockwise, they're spinning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they abruptly stop.
Mm-hmm. They're not stopping.
They're not, are they?
No.
Mine stopped? What? Mine stopped?
That's the autism.
I imagined it.
That's the OCD part. Whatever happened, like...
What?
I've read like a bunch of Percy Jackson books when I was younger, and imagining things. I read Assassin's Creed books too. Imagining things, envisioning things. It's real easy until I get the idea or the feeling that I imagined it wrong or different from the intention of the writer, and then I keep trying to reimagine it and rereading it, and then the words start losing meaning, and the images that I was seeing no longer. Correspond to the words.
Well, yeah, that's partly a problem with imagination, partly a problem I'll read something and I have to read it 5 times to understand, and then it's like, okay, let me properly imagine this, and I'm like, gotta redo the imagination a bunch of times. It's like, is it like this? Or is it like this?
Yeah.
What would this look like in a movie? Like...
I just imagine it. I remember for like one of those standardized tests, I got a perfect score on the reading. Because, I don't know, I think my brain ingests reading, like, I could read incredibly fast, like, I'll read entire series, like, within maybe 2 or 3 days.
Because I just, every paragraph I have to reread it.
Strength. I can read really well if I don't care about what things are happening. It makes me forget and lose some of the details, but in general, I can absorb enough information that I can, you know, get what's going on.
I read a lot.
I currently just hit the Book of Job, and to get to the Book of Job, you gotta go through the entirety of the previous books, and that means going through the entire description of the building of the
ark.
And then it's just like, oh, it's how many cubits? Oh, wait, what does a cubit look like? Is that cubit a meter? Is it 2 meters? Well, then it would be that big, and then is that width? And then it's...
You can look it up online, like, they have, like,
I'm not gonna start up. I'm not gonna freaking ever read. F that, boy. I hate that. I hate reading so effing much, man. And it's all school's fault. Because I would read like a maniac when I was a little kid, and everyone read like a maniac when they were a little kid. And then once they got into middle school and you're expected to annotate every chapter or whatever, or like only read for the purpose of answering the questions, it just is a horrible chore. And it gives you PTSD every time you open up a book.
Oh! Interesting. I never thought about it like that. So just you relate it to a negative time, and that's probably why you don't want to. You see it more as like work.
Yeah, every book is just freaking slavery holocaust to me. All writers suck and can go kill themselves.
Oh, I love writing. I want to write a book one day. I kind of write on the side.
I don't want to write because I have ideas for really good fiction in my head, and I want to make them animations at least.
Reading is so inefficient. We're way better at visual and
just show
and
me the image,
listening,
and then it's like processing. Everything's already there. I can just like pause and look at it if I want to detail it more, or I don't.
Animation's nice. You could like visually show people what's in your head in a more accurate way. If you're good at animating,
you're
going to
become
illiterate. Like,
so
you have to be
artist. We're in an age where you don't need to be literate anymore because we have visual media. Reading is like super recent invention, but we've always been listening and even more so seeing.
That's true. And I took the test, like, makes you see if you're like a visual learner, auditory, or like hands-on. And I got split in the middle for everything, so I learn in all three ways.
There's a test for that?
Why? Yeah, in school, don't they make you take that?
No.
They made us take a test.
They don't give a F what your learning style is. They just do
your school
crap.
Sounds awful because they talk about shit like.
I went to the schools that were in the top 100 nationally, and they all sucked.
Me too.
And you know, teachers should all commit suicide. I'm getting so angry just talking about this. Okay.
I haven't boxed in a long time. It took its toll.
Okay. We need a box. I'm in Brazil. Even though you're gonna like punch me in the head and I'm gonna fall down and die.
I'm definitely just gonna parry. I'm not gonna hit you. <It's really laughs>
Oh gosh.
But it is really not good. Being in school was very fun for me because I was a sideshow basically. I just separated from the rest of the classroom, and I could just play RPG. And yeah, there was no class. That was really good. So it was like my office. It was my stream. I was basically streaming, but not on OBS. I was streaming with my friends, but just in the classroom. So it was fun.
Also, when you go, I'm so lucky. I did not know Jews even existed before. Like, I was like 14. If you go to a top rated school, everyone's Jewish.
Yeah, because they're rich.
Yeah.
They go to the good schools. Yeah. I don't know. I used to be like more social. I think I just wanted friends to fit in. And I'd go from like group to group to group to group to group. So I've been like with the nerdiest kids, I've been with the popular kids, I've been with the goths, I've been with the gamers, I've been with skaters, I've been with stoners. I don't stone, I've never smoked, but I've been with like every group because I was like hopelessly trying to find like maybe that group that I made sense with. And it like I never found a group of people, so I was kind of just everyone. I was really well known. I was everyone's acquaintance, but like nobody was really my friend. It was so weird. Like, no one really cared about me. And, like, I wasn't close to anybody, but they all kind of knew me. And I didn't hate anybody, really. Like, I got along with basically anybody, but I just never really clicked with anybody. So I spent a lot of my life in isolation. And I think part of the reason, like, I was raised, like, my brother and sister are both a lot older than me. So they both hung out with the same friend group. And they just, like, kind of leave the house. My dad worked 7 days a week, and my mom was an alcoholic. So I was mostly alone, like, my whole life. And then I think that attributed to me being, like, really awkwardly social. And then, like, in school, I tried to, like, fit in with other kids, and I'd, like, wear what they wear or, like, talk like they talk. And it just never worked. And even still today, like, I have, like, a lot of trouble. I figure, okay, well, no one, like, I'm never just going to find people who make sense, so I'm just going to be a near fit to everything that I'm in. It sucks.
I don't know. I always had...
You guys come...
Good. Oh, what were you say? Off.
Were you saying Lotus? No, you didn't. DC. I can hear you.
Lotus? Oh.
People watching. That's really strange. I'm getting a lot of viewers.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I had all the stuff I needed to be socially successful. I just never was. I was in like second grade, worrying about not having any friends.
Wi-Fi disconnect.
7 year olds aren't supposed to think about that, but I was.
Oh, my Wi-Fi just fucked. What did you just say?
Oh, the dollar keeps dropping. Why does the dollar keep dropping? Why does the dollar keep dropping? It's 5.14. It was 5.70 before. What is going on? A month ago, it was 5.76. It's 5.14. What's happening with the dollar? Getting worried. $0.60 in a month.
My old school would be like Anne Frank's sapling project? What the F, Gabby?
Plan a tree for every Jew that didn't die in the Holocaust and get 500,000 million. How's that? For a school project. Oh, Lotus just went AWOL.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh.
How you feel?
Not good. I'm thinking about how likely it is that I'm have some autism.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe I do. Because I didn't play with toys. It drew a lot. And I'm antisocial in an aggressive way, as opposed to an indifferent way. I guess that's the male version.
Yeah, I think it's a different thing, men and women.
I'm gonna pre-order Beyond Order.
Yeah.
That's a pretty niggling desire of mine.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Hello. Hello.
What are you talking about? What are you? Hello. Nice showing. Impressive.
That is probably one of the most retarded things that I forget often. It's just going like, hey there, how are you? Hey there, how are you?
Yeah.
It's repeating things.
I saw that like on a TV show.
Yeah, that's on a TV show. Like, The Middle.
The Middle, yeah.
The big head guy that looks like Sophia.
Does not look like Sophia. That kid looks like a mouse.
It looks like Sophia. She got hydrocephalus.
Who?
Here. The smallest one.
Yeah, that's me.
Hamster.
Okay. Yeah, that guy does that thing.
It's like, yeah, but he does that.
I really need some new shoes.
Yes, yes, exactly that.
He does that.
What the? Oh, so I literally have Down syndrome? That's nice to know.
So I literally have Down syndrome. That's nice to know. What if you did have Down syndrome? You'd never know.
How do you take the test for that? Like, how do people find out?
Down syndrome test. No, there's the autism quotient.
Yeah, I ace the test, the Down syndrome test.
The autism quotient. I'm within the severe autism. No, I'm within the significant autism range, so that's good.
I did an internet test for Asperger's. I got pretty healthy.
Okay. Are we supposed to be taking this test that you just linked?
If you want, that's the test.
Autism spectrum quotient.
I will take it, and I'll give my honest to God answers.
Huh?
You don't like these? I like these. They're fun. I'll give you my honest.
Instead of yes and no, it's slightly indefinitely.
Oh yeah, I don't like that. But
yeah, I hate when they give you four options. It's like either yes, no, or in the middle. Why can't there be that? Why does it have to be like four? I like three. Because sometimes you can't quite gauge it too.
I think Gabby's probably the most autistic, actually, out of all of us.
Because she's mixed.
That's actually true. Mixed people are more risk to be autistic.
Okay, wait, we should do this together.
Okay.
I did it last night.
How will we do it together?
Okay, so I prefer to do things with others rather than on my own. I'm slightly disagree on that.
I can't think of what I would rather do with another person than myself, so I would do strongly disagree.
Lotus? Yeah, that's a great answer to the question.
I need to put my freaking hoodie on, it's really irritating me. I'll be right back.
No. It's my Wi-Fi being gay.
All right. What is the first? What is your answer to the first one?
Yay! Zahshishbushesha?
You said it right. I'm just doing it now. I'm just doing the test because I got sick of waiting. Because Lotus keeps farting out of existence.
Okay, Lotus is back. I will take it again with you guys.
Oh, my camera's on. I'm so sorry.
Let's just compare results.
I had to switch to
my phone. Right.
Okay, are you guys still on the second one?
Okay, I prefer to do things with others rather than on my own. Definitely disagree. Prefer to do things the same way over and over again. Yeah, why would I do it differently?
No.
Can't think of an example of why I would do it differently. I mean, yeah, what would be a thing you do differently every time?
I like to try different angles of, like, I try different foods all the time, or I change my style a lot, or I change, like, the way I write a lot, or
I
constantly am changing. Really?
I gotta do the same process. It's most effective. Hey, now I'm gonna let me my brothers, my keeper was serving that
Yeah, sometimes. I repeat, like, things if they work really well, then I'll keep doing it. But then I try to explore other avenues of things a lot. If that makes sense. Like, all angles of one thing. Even if that angle isn't the best angle, I still want to see what's up. If that makes sense.
Yeah. If I try to imagine something, I find it very easy to create a picture in my mind. No.
Yes, definitely.
You look like a microcephaly. Victor, are you gone?
No, I'm here. I'm doing the thing.
Okay.
You have to give your answer as well.
Yeah.
I would assume his is a lot like yours.
Probably not when it comes to a lot of social things.
Well, he's definitely more socially forward.
Mm-hmm.
But this. Shocks. Third world Wi-Fi.
Okay, I frequently get so strongly absorbed in one thing that I lose sight of other things. Well, I only do one thing. I mean, how many things do I actually do?
Like, are you ADHD? Do you, like, get distracted too?
Well, what would classify...
Like, when you're writing...
Well, when I'm writing, I get sidetracked, but in a very focused way, and that'll find something, and then I'll research it for 3 hours, and I'm supposed to be writing.
Well, that would be, like, you're focusing on that thing for, like, 3 hours, which is probably slightly.
I'm just gonna mention the ones that seem curious for me. The 41 is, I like to collect information about categories of things, e.g. types of cars, birds, trains, plants. I like categorizing... historical people and their ethnic backgrounds. Does that count?
Yeah, does that count?
Yes.
Because we have an autistic obsession with that. I often notice small sounds when others do not. I don't know what an example of that would be.
Like a clicking noise. I always do, like a creaking of something, or like someone's tapping their pen in the table.
Is that a small sound? How could you possibly not notice that?
Yeah. Like small little tiny. Yeah, it sounds loud to us, but it's probably like my friend, he'll be like, why do you notice things like that? Why do you always notice that? Because like I'll notice things and they get on my nerves really easily. I always hear that sentence. He's always complaining because I notice shit too much to a point where I'm like constantly complaining and unhappy.
Notice car number plates or similar strings of information. Yeah, definitely.
Car number plates. Like, I know... Like, does that mean memorize them? Or, like, just pay attention?
Not necessarily, but yeah, just pay attention. I guess other people would filter that out as nothing.
Oh, come on. Did I become more autistic? My score was 27 out of a possible 50. 26 is
how
32
are you...
indicates some autistic traits.
You're okay, supposed to
I got
it with us, you pet.
Yeah.
Oh, you just lagged out and I just kept doing it.
Okay. What did I get yesterday? I got a 35, which was in the significant autistic traits range, and Gabby got a freaking 42 out of 50. I'm worried about it.
Gabby?
Admiral in the chat. Or Chunky Fishy Girl, rather.
Hello, Gabby.
I play, game. You know, we do gaming. Okay, other people frequently tell me that what I've said is impolite, even though I think it is polite. I don't talk to other people, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but the internet calls you impolite, so that counts.
I think at school you call somebody
I'm sort of.
But you sort of knew
that is true.
Not... It's normal.
Yeah, I did call a black person
a negus.
Yeah, this
happens to me a lot.
It's not a curse word, it's just a word.
I say shit that I initially don't think is mean, and then it makes people cry. They'll be like on my Discord, I'll say shit that I think is just not at all like hurtful, and then they'll end up like extremely hurt by it. And I don't think in my head that it's at all hurtful.
See, I say
like,
stuff
like
that,
oh, what?
But I'll also get really bothered by like completely inane things. So it goes both ways.
Me too.
Yeah. Other people, okay, yeah, I'll say slightly agree. I can easily imagine what the character, nope.
Agree.
I'm fascinated by
strongly
dates, yes.
By dates. Fascinated by dates.
As in, like, people's birthdays, when things happen. The social group, I can easily keep track of several different people's conversations. Why would there be several different people's conversations going on?
Discord, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I can keep track.
I slightly agree. Yeah. I guess
you
I...
Just social situations easy, definitely.
You
definitely
cannot answer to like half the questions because you have no social interaction.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably... If you can't even take the test because you're like, well, I don't interact with other people, I don't know, then yeah. What do you
My interactions
do
are all
that?
On Discord. Social situation. No. No one finds social situation easy. Fuck you.
I tend to notice details others do not.
Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of funny because I'll pick up on that something's happening and I won't say anything. And then like 5 minutes later, other people pick up on it.
Yeah, that's funny.
I hate that. Yeah, that happens a lot. They're so dumb. Why are they like not paying attention?
I'd rather go to a library than a party. I would rather stay at home. Why the F would you ever go to a library?
Libraries are outdated, but I'd still rather go
to that than a party. Why would you try to read and focus in an area with other people? Just do it at home.
What if you live in
And then a party is 10x worse.
People.
Yeah, but the library has more people.
I'd still much rather be at a library than a party. A party is loud and terrible.
But they're silent.
Crowded. There's drunk people at parties. Libraries don't have drunk people.
If your option is just library and
it's the best of two bads. What's the thing?
The least worst.
lesser of two evils. Library is the lesser of two evils.
There we go. Fuck.
The best of two bads. I like that. I find making up stories easy. Yes, because I'm a pathological liar.
Definitely agree. You lie.
No, oh, not anymore, but I used to.
Lied once. I haven't heard
I try
you
not
once,
to anymore. But I'm good at it.
I hate lying. I'm so bad at
good.
Lying.
I'm pretty good at telling lies.
You could tell when I'm lying, like, immediately, because I have, like, so many tells, and I get really anxious.
It's not exactly telling lies as it is just keeping a straight face when I'm saying something that I'm inside my head.
I'll start twitching. Do you guys get face twitch? I twitch. I get so uncomfortable, I start to twitch.
Start
I'm not kidding. Twitching? So
what? Black back flipping? Card feeling?
Sometimes, like, if I talk to people and I look them in the eye, my eyes start to twitch.
Cringe panda thing.
Yeah.
Back flipping when the principal realizes your bruise is fake. Yo. Okay. I find myself drawn more strongly to people than to things. I'm drawn to neither.
Yeah, right?
Honestly...
Why isn't there a neutral option?
I used to be really into clothes. Like, an insane amount.
What? You? Yeah. Clothes? I would not imagine that. What? You seem like the opposite kind of person. You seem like you'd advocate for, like, anti... That's why I wear,
Oh
like,
yeah, now
outfit,
I don't really care, but I did have like, it was autistic obsession. So it was like a sort of hype beast, but like autistic hype beast.
What do you mean hype beast? Like
people
Supreme?
Who
please don't
people who are into like, yeah, Supreme and stuff like that, like streetwear
Ew.
Brands.
I fucking hate Supreme and all that shit. I can't stand it. Maybe because you listen to like Tyler and shit. You get caught up in that.
I think it was right before that Supreme even became a meme. It was like 2017, 2018.
I gravitate away from those.
people or I don't really care about either. Talking to most people is really tiring, and I don't really have any material obsessions anymore.
I don't like things, so I like
slightly
people
more
people. Than things. So.
Yeah.
Me too.
Then I have a very strong interest, which I get upset about if I can't pursue. Yeah, I'd probably just kill myself.
A very strong interest, which I get upset. Oh, yeah. For sure. Definitely.
I enjoy social chit-chat. Nope.
No.
When I talk, it isn't always easy for others to get a word in edgewise. Okay, I can't tell when it's my turn to speak, but if I, like, mess up, I will let another person speak immediately. So, disagree. And I usually
Wait,
just stand back in conversations.
it isn't easy for others. Sorry, I'm being dyslexic and reading this wrong. When I talk, it isn't easy for others to get a word in. Oh shit, no, it's so easy. I let people step all over me socially because I'm too nervous to talk most of the time. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing most of the talking.
I'm fascinated by numbers, yeah.
Talking is sort of like a binary for me.
I involuntarily have like geometria stuff where it's like, it's six in this number? Like six or like seven?
Probably because you're smart. I feel like dumb people aren't as good as, like, good with
yeah,
numbers.
But it's retarded because it'll like involuntarily for everything.
Oh, that sucks. I'm 16, when it's not, you're choosing to do it. Sucks.
Yeah, you know what? That's interesting actually because I dislike anything that has certain numbers involved with it. And if it looks like bad, six? I think it's all wrong, no matter what.
Oh, like 1, 2, 3, 5. I hate that.
Not like that. Like, if certain things, like let's say there's a number in a title or a number of letters or a number of divisions between words, then I automatically think, well, there's probably something wrong with the entire title if the number don't add up. It doesn't matter if the title sounds good. It's the number of things makes it, it's the wrong number. So it's probably not good because it doesn't correlate on that level.
So naming your kid, you're going to be like counting the letters.
Yeah,
in your name.
I actually thought about that. Mm. Girl names, wow. They have 5 letters. Man names have 7.
I don't do that. That's interesting.
Or vice versa. Yeah, name number. It cannot be other things.
I don't do alphanumeric. I just do numeric.
Well, that's neat. I've never heard of it.
Damn, nigga, you got a family?
When I'm reading a story, I find it difficult to work out the character's intentions. But our stories are always written, like, make it very obvious. Especially, like, bad
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I know, like, yeah, no. It's pretty obvious.
I don't particularly
it's almost predictable
fiction,
most times.
100%. I hate it.
Oh, I disagree. I love fiction.
I find it hard to make new friends. Yep. Because I only have 2. Well, 3 now.
New friends. Oh, before. Yes.
And they're all online. I notice patterns and things all the time. Yes, to the point of driving me insane.
What the heck?
Yeah.
I'd rather go to the theater than to a museum. I hate both.
Really? I love both.
Yes. Because museum is standing theater. Around and looking at paintings that aren't even good. Even, like, classical, I like 2 paintings in the entire world.
Really? What?
Like they're forget the freaking names, but every other painting sucks and blows, and I wouldn't look at it for more than 2 seconds.
Adolf Bouguereau.
Really?
Yes, that guy.
I love paintings. I love museums.
So I don't like museums and theaters. I really hate
movie
theaters.
There's like science museums. There's science museums or history museums.
Yeah, those might be more interesting.
Yeah, there you go. So.
The Last Supper sucks. I'm not even gonna.
I think I'd rather go to a museum.
I'm not even gonna mince words or like try to be. I'm like, I look at it. I'm 2 seconds. I'm bored. I like Da Vinci's paintings are bad.
Da Vinci. What? I love Da Vinci. I think he's so cool. Artistically, we don't
paintings,
agree. I've noticed
honestly.
That. What? I love him. I love Da Vinci. I like his workshop and his book. His book is cool. Like all his handwritings. Like little invention-y things. He seems fun.
Yeah, Da Vinci was cool, but his paintings suck.
Oh,
I'm very particular about colors, and a lot of this is really unfortunate. A lot of older paintings, which are the only like remotely good paintings, are like green, vomit green, and those are the colors they use.
It's cheaper, right?
Yeah, because it's cheaper, but it looks like diarrhea. I don't care how realistic it looks. If the colors are wrong, I hate it.
Yeah, I'm more about color as well.
Alright, Spotify's freaking broken. Spotify machine broke.
I like blues. Blues and purples.
Yes, blues and purples. Perfect. One of the paintings I like, I have a print of. The other I have a print of. But the freaking colors are not blue enough. So I don't know if I'll hang it up.
Not blue. Paint over it. Are you making... Okay, I think he's grabbing it.
Like that hoodie and short shorts. Let's freaking go, boys.
I can't wear shorts. I don't know why.
At least I was right about the Pieta. Yeah, exactly. That's the one.
I saw a YouTube video.
I freaking hate ads, bro. It's playing Spaceship again. Kill me. No, not the song either. Can I listen to a song that doesn't suck? Okay. And then the theater is like, okay, I can't watch anything with anybody because I'm super sensitive to, like, if someone doesn't like something or it's, like, awkward. Like, I have to watch stuff alone. And same with music. If I do it with someone else, it's like, I'm too distracted by, like, if they're liking it or not. I don't get mad, but it's just like...
Oh, you're paying attention to how they're feeling.
If they don't like it, then... Yeah. I'm way too, like, in tune to that. So I could... When I went to the theater to watch Joker, it was just ruined. I couldn't do it. I was too distracted.
About what your friends were saying.
Yeah, same about, what are my parents saying? What are people in the theater thinking? Like, do they like it? It's like... So... But also the theater is like... I just get so, like, disoriented after... Just coming out of the theater and the lights and everything.
Oh, I
guess
that.
That's sort of sensory overload.
I hate that.
Cause you've just been in the dark.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours.
That, and it just feels like your life just ended. Like you were living a life in that movie. Like you're kind of a part of it. And then as soon as it ends, it's like your life kind of ended in a way.
Yeah.
It's this irritating feeling of like you've been cut off or something.
Yeah, sort of like coming out of reality, going into this. It's too much immersion. You go into this alternate universe,
like,
and then you're being violently pulled back into reality.
You're the only person who's ever had a problem. Like, I was just telling my friend that, like, maybe a month ago, how I hate the feeling of, like, walking out of a theater. That's so
I used to tell Victor and Christine about that, and they told me I was insane. Also, where's Victor?
With my friend. He died.
Well, nice.
He's just been dead.
Doesn't that upset me if my daily routine is disturbed? Slightly disagree. I don't... have a super strict schedule, but I don't like unpredictable things getting in the way.
Same. I'm slightly disagree as well. Totally agree with what you said.
Or slightly agree. It does not upset me. Or slightly disagree. I'm dyslexic. Frick.
This is a Leonardo da Vinci painting.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's a really bad painting. Wow. But I don't like the Mona Lisa at all. Yeah, he made
like
Jesus look like a retard.
He looks like a neckbeard. He looks like he sent Pokemon.
Yeah, he looks like he's chugging Mountain Dew. He's got Mountain Dew in his arm, just slightly out of frame. Mona Lisa is overrated.
I don't like Mona Lisa.
Both modern art and old Renaissance art is overrated. I think I'm just very visually picky.
I hate modern art. It's trash. Most of it's just bullshit. It's a lot of non-artists making art and trying to make a statement rather than focus on what's visually appealing.
I frequently find that I don't know how to keep conversation going. Oh yeah, boy. To the point where I won't say anything because I'll think of like... I could say this or I could say this, but both are probably retarded, and then I just stay silent for way too long, and then it's like, oh, now I waited too long to say something. It'd be weird if I said something now, because then it could seem like I was thinking about it that whole time. Oh, man,
that's
so retarded.
Yeah,
that's me and, like, this Paul. If you just
binary.
Hear me silent for a long time, I'm internally dying. That's all that's happening. Don't mind me.
It's
easy
a binary.
Between the lines? What lines?
What is it called?
Because people don't speak to me in code. I don't talk to anybody weird like that.
Yeah.
I avoid people who are like that.
It's like a binary tendency to talk. If you.
All the passive aggressive types.
No matter how many things, or how many possible things you have to say in your mind, if you don't think any of them is good enough, you don't say them, because you're still evaluating them. But if you start saying something, at least for me, if you do say something, you're gonna stick to it, even if it means arguing for like 30 minutes. It's like either you don't talk at all, you talk a lot, extensively.
I usually concentrate more on the whole picture rather than those small details. Disagree, probably strongly.
Both.
I get distracted by small details so often.
I usually concentrate on the whole picture. Both. Why can't I just choose both? Because both.
I'm not very good at remembering phone numbers. Yeah, I'm terrible at that. I'm terrible at remembering anything.
But you notice numbers and patterns.
Yeah, I notice. I don't remember them. I just like...
I'm really bad at
seeing them.
Phone numbers.
Go to go?
I suck.
Why you gotta go, Victor? Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's leaving?
Gonna check the script? Okay, cool.
What's that noise?
There's me banging my desk. I don't usually notice small changes in a situation or a person's appearance.
Disagree. I noticed it like right away.
What would be an example?
Like if someone's smile turns into a smirk. Or like they're, a piece of hair has flown in front of their face. Maybe something like that.
Yes, I
noticed. I noticed those like immediately. I pick up on that shit like really quickly. It bothers me, that's why.
I know how to tell if someone listening to me is getting bored.
Nope.
I get kind of paranoid about that, but I don't know for certain ever.
I never know. Like, I don't know if I'm ever talking too much or not enough.
Yeah, I mean...
Ugh. I'm, like, getting anxious reading these. It's terrible. Bringing back so many bad memories.
I find it easy to do more than one thing at once. Yeah, I can listen to music. But, like, actually, like, focusing, I would have trouble, slightly like, listening to a lecture and, like, focusing on a video game at the same time.
Yeah, so I think I'm very good at
it. I find it hard. When I talk on the phone, I'm not sure when it's my turn to speak. Smash that definitely agree button.
At the Discord call, constantly.
Yeah.
I never know when it's appropriate.
Spontaneously, no. I like planning something, and then I do things according to plan, and that gives me dopamine.
Yeah, I slightly disagree, because sometimes I switch.
I'm often the last to understand the point of a joke.
Disagree. I'm usually the first to pick up on it.
Yeah, I disagree, since I'm pretty humor-oriented.
Like, if you like Sam Hyde, you definitely disagree, because he's all ironic. You have to constantly be paying attention.
Find it easy to work out what someone is thinking or feeling just by looking at their face. I'm not... I mean, like, actually looking at someone's face, I'm too distracted by... Distracted about, like, me to think, like, be aware of what they're feeling. I usually don't think about that.
I think I'm just, worried about what they're thinking, not so much being able to understand what they're thinking. Or else I wouldn't be worried about what they're thinking if I knew what they were thinking. So probably disagree
There's
slightly.
An interruption. I can switch back to what I was doing very quickly. No.
Someone not. Slightly disagree.
Good at social chit-chat. No.
No.
Often tell me that I keep going on about the same thing. People don't say stuff like that to you, but I do know that I do that. Because I only...
You see, I guess I haven't known you long enough because you haven't repeated yourself. But I know I do. I know I do, so...
Well, we generally talk about, like, the same area of topics.
Yeah, the shit that means shit, that's why. Nothing else really means it, anything.
Well, that is an autistic mindset. Because people will be like, well, the sports game matters, bro.
fuck sports. I hate sports.
When I was young, I used to enjoy playing games involving pretending with other children. Yeah. I did a lot of that. Like, yeah. Getting retard and LARPing.
That was basically my whole childhood.
And yeah, categories of things. Jewish people. I find it difficult to imagine what it would be like to be someone else. I don't do that very often. Imagining myself as someone else. I mean, that's just sort of impossible. Because it's sort of hard to even imagine that anybody else is like has consciousness outside of you. Like, I'm involuntarily inclined towards solipsistic mindset.
You don't try to see things through, like, why people have the mentalities they have. Like, you may not like Black Lives Matter, but you don't try to understand why they might think that way or be in their
But
shoes.
That's a different thing.
You know what I mean?
That's different from being them. Like, understanding that mentality and versus
well,
actually,
just
like...
Well, it doesn't say understand, it says imagine.
I can understand, I can't imagine.
I'm the other way around. I can imagine, but I can't understand.
I like to carefully plan any activities I participate in, yes. I enjoy social occasions, no. I find it difficult to work out people's attentions, no.
You're going too fast!
No. Just rapid firing it.
Okay, next one. I find it difficult to work out people's intentions.
What intention? This makes it sound disagree. Like everybody's... Well, I am a paranoid schizophrenic, but, you know, thinking everybody's spying on me and trying to kill me all the time, but... You know,
Oh, I have a sticker on my laptop. I'll show you, like, over the webcam, and I never show my face. Like, I constantly cover the camera.
Yeah, when I had a laptop, I did that. Now I just keep my mic and webcam unplugged when I'm streaming.
I'm the same fucking way. I'm the same brand of retard. Like what? Is he talking?
Like get closer to the mic, Igor.
Whoops. Okay, closer it is. There's a test to see if your suspicion is turned inward, if you're insecure, or if your suspicion is turned outward, if you're paranoid. A very interesting way to find that out is do that thing where you put your calves on the outside of a pool and you put your head upside down inside the pool and then you hold your breath for as long as you can. Then wait for your mind to develop a fear. If that fear is that you're gonna like blast up somehow, you're gonna like make yourself half drown and then puke, then you're insecure. If your fear is that somebody's gonna push you off it and then is gonna make you do the aforementioned things, then you're paranoid.
Well, I already know I'm paranoid because I'm constantly thinking, people watching me? Am I getting spied on right now? Are there cameras in my room?
Yeah. Or when you go out in public, don't you always notice the cameras immediately? And you take, like, note of them. And then you look at everyone else watching you. And it's like, all right, who's looking at me? Who knows what I'm doing? Who's paying attention? And then, like, even the audio on my phone, I won't say things out loud because I have a feeling they're recording what I'm saying. So I watch what I say, even like,
yeah, I don't need to do
house.
That test. I already know because of those thoughts are always in my head. New situations make me anxious. Yeah.
Yeah, very anxious actually.
I enjoy meeting new people. No. But I am a good diplomat.
Yeah, I don't like meeting them, but once we get into conversation for a while, then I start to like them. I like people, but I just don't like social interaction. Like, I really love people, but I just don't like socializing, if that makes sense. And it's always worse in my head than, like, what it is in reality. Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm not good at remembering people's date of birth. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, my thing disconnected. I'm a good diplomat. What is diplomat?
All right, it's 5 minutes to five. I'll be going
now. Okay. I've historically, like, in the past, I've been able to, like, diffuse conflicts between people.
That's true.
So
or I've
say
put
yeah.
people in relationships before. Not very good at remembering people. Or, yes, somewhat.
Some people's date of birth will stick with me. Others just, I will never remember.
Just the closest people I know their birthdays, like, probably, like, less than 10. But they're, like, the people I talk to regularly.
And it's easy to play games with children that involve pretending. I don't... Now? That would just be sort of... weird and embarrassing, right?
If you're a babysitter, or if you have a little cousin or something.
I never babysit. You would never give your child to me to babysit them. What the f-
I would, because they'd end up smart.
I would just feel weird. Definitely okay. Disagree.
I'm gonna score.
Okay, score my answers, baby. 38 out of 50. Let's freaking go.
31 out of 50.
Scores what?
33 does that mean I'm...
what is that?
It says, scores in between 26 to 32 range indicate some autistic traits, Asperger's.
Yeah, I'm in the significant score. Autistic traits category.
Hey, let's autism. Go. 31.
Yeah, Gabby only has me bested by 4. Concerned about your score? I am concerned. It was like 27.
Oh, that's not bad.
So you had... You guys both have mild... autism. Me and Gabby are full-blown... nutcases.
The fact that they say... The fact that they say concerned, like, has a negative connotation. It's like, are you concerned that you suck?
What is
like,
the link to that? Oh, let me send it. It's the AQ, so it's a proper thing.
I'm probably gonna head out now because I have to write still.
Yeah, we'll finish off the stream on a good note like this.
What? I'm scared. Oh, just the test results?
Yeah.
That's a good note. Yay, we're autistic.
Eat, yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Soph. See you later.
Goodbye.